This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Mutinous soldiers surrounded the residence of Mali's president, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita, on Tuesday following the apparent arrest of several military officials. The soldiers' unrest comes weeks after weeks of demonstrations calling for the president's resignation, prompting political chaos in the West African country, which has been undergoing stabilizing efforts since a coup in 2012. A West African regional official who spoke on condition of anonymity confirmed that Mali's president and prime minister had been detained by the soldiers Tuesday evening. The unrest began in the garrison town of Kati, the same place the 2012 unrest began. Soldiers took weapons from the armory at the barracks and then detained senior military officers. Anti-government protesters cheered the soldiers' actions. Some set fire to a building that belongs to Mali's justice minister. U.S. Democrats will formally nominate former Vice President Joe Biden as their candidate to face off against U.S. President Donald Trump in November's presidential election. Tonight, it's the second night of the four-day political convention, with most participants socially distanced and delivering or watching speeches on screens rather than in person. Former Presidents Bill Clinton and Jimmy Carter will speak, along with Biden's wife and political advisor, Jill Biden. Biden is slated to formally accept the nomination on Thursday. His running mate, Kamala Harris, will give a speech tomorrow night. Meanwhile, President Trump is traveling to battleground states this week, giving campaign speeches. Next week, he will accept the Republican nomination for the presidential race from the White House. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The global death toll for coronavirus has climbed past 777,000. The World Health Organization's director general on Tuesday issued a warning against what he called vaccine nationalism, countries putting their own interests ahead of others in trying to ensure supplies of a possible vaccine. At the agency's weekly briefing in Geneva, WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said nationalism exacerbated the pandemic and contributed to the total failure of the global supply chain. He noted that shortages of protective gear when the pandemic first hit were caused by some nations hoarding resources. The world has seen nearly 22 million cases of COVID-19 since the pandemic started. That's according to figures tallied by Johns Hopkins University. U.S. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy vowed on Tuesday that mailed-in ballots in the November 3rd presidential election will be delivered on time, and he suspended all changes at the agency until after the November 3rd election. Critics have said the changes could have kept millions of votes from being sent to election officials to be counted. Mail-in voting in the United States starts in some states in September. DeJoy said in a statement Tuesday, the agency is ready today to handle whatever volume of election mail it receives this fall. In recent days, in some cities, the postal agency was seen removing some of the boxes from street corners, leading to allegations that DeJoy, a wealthy campaign donor and now a political appointee, was trying to help President Trump win re-election by curbing mail-in voting. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows on Tuesday said President Trump has, and this is a quote, at no time instructed or directed the post office to cut back on overtime or any other operational decision that would slow things down. The Senate Intelligence Committee has concluded that the Kremlin launched an aggressive effort to meddle in the 2016 presidential contest on behalf of President Trump, as the Republican-led panel on Tuesday released its fifth and final report in its investigation into election interference. The Senate panel described its report, totaling more than 1,300 pages, as the most comprehensive description to date of Russia's activities and the threat they posed. The bipartisan investigation lasted almost 3.5 years, much longer than the other probes. A new study predicts major U.S. population areas will be seeing the most extreme increases in heat in the coming decades, some of which could experience 30 times more extreme heat than previously predicted. That was done, the study's done by researchers at Arizona State University. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.